You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. I read, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another." Sometimes we can be so engaged with secondary things that we forget primary things. You see, basic things will always remain basic. Fundamental things will remain fundamental. As a Christian, as a child of God, the fundamental evidence of you following Jesus is love. See, we may speak in tongues, we may be involved in missions, we may be doing great works, just like it was done in the church in Ephesus, in the book of Revelation chapter 2, verse 1 to 7. They were doing great works, but they forgot the fundamental. Jesus said, "You have left your first love." That means that their pursuit was not a pursuit of a personal relationship with Jesus. They are so much concerned with the work, with labor, preserving truth, and all of that. And there is nothing wrong with that. Jesus commended them. But he said, "You are forsaking your first love." It does not matter what you are doing. You may have a ministry that has branches all over the world. Your name may be everywhere. If you do not love brethren, I'm telling you the truth, you are not a disciple indeed of Jesus Christ. You know what I realized? The things I was taught in my secondary school or high school about English, biology, and Greek and so on, I realized that those are the basic things that I'm actually still using today. Many of the things I learned in the university have truly not really been useful for me. But those fundamental things, I now understand their importance. We were taught how to write letters. Now that I'm working and I have to write all kinds of letters, I now understand the importance of those knowledge. You see, no matter what we become, because sometimes we get so carried away with all the things we are doing, how we are moving here, and we forget that the basic is still to love one another. If we don't love one another, then we are truly not disciples of Jesus. And look at the way Jesus put it. One, he said, we must love one another the way he loved us. It means that every one of us must pursue an understanding of the love of Christ. If you don't know how Jesus loves, you can't even love. And the way you are expected to love is not the way you feel. You can't say, "Well, as for me, I cannot be good to a man that has done all of these things to me." No, that is you. Jesus didn't say, "Love ye one another the way you think." He said, "Love one another as I have loved you." That is how we are to love. And then secondly, he said, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples." Men will not know because you cast out demons. Men will not know because you are building big auditorium. Men will not know because you are going everywhere counseling, or you are producing messages on YouTube, or you are writing books. That's not what we make men to know. In fact, you should also be desirous that men will only know you by your love, not by your work. I pray you understand what I just said. That, see, people will not know you and say, "She's a prayer warrior. That man is great with Bible. He has revelation. Oh, he's a great evangelist." No. The people that meet you on a day-to-day basis, how do they perceive you? The people that live with you, how do they perceive you? Do they see you as a loving person? I'm telling you, if they do not, if you truly don't love brethren, you cannot check on them. The ones in prison, the one on the hospital bed, the one that is hungry, the one that is naked. If that is out of your own equation, then you have completely missed out on Jesus. I pray that the Lord will give you understanding. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, you can reach us on +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.